following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
As the NFL season comes to an end, all roads lead to the Big Easy and the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, home of Super Bowl 47. Let's take a look back now on some of the past matchups. In 1986, Hall of Fame coach Mike Ditka led the Bears to an overwhelming victory over the New England Patriots. On February 3rd, 2013, all eyes will be on the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and the final question will be, who will prevail? Road to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Experience one today at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Create your own home screen advantage with the updated ESPN Hub app, only on Nokia Lumia smartphones. It's the most personalized sports experience you'll get on any smartphone. Now you can easily customize your home screen to get real-time scores, ESPN Twitter content, and video highlights for your favorite teams and sports, all at the touch of your finger. And it's preloaded exclusively on Nokia Lumia smartphones, available at AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. Check out Nokia.com and see how Lumia is on top of your game with the new ESPN Hub.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we're halfway home on the week by the time we get to the bottom of the hour.
Happy Hump Day.
Yeah.
That's an overused phrase. That's okay.
Yeah.
And I used it, so it's another reason why it's overused, I guess.
Coming up on the program today, our Loper Link, we're going to talk with UNK softball coach Holly Carnes. Why in December? Well, we'll tell you in just a little bit. We're also going to be at UNK tomorrow for their winter sports lunch, and it's the Loper Link, or the Loper Lunch with the high school athletes from and their coaches from Kearney High and Kearney Catholic. So we're doing the show live tomorrow from the Health and Sports Center. That gets underway at 12 noon, and we'll hear from all the coaches in their winter sports from UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic. That's tomorrow at the Loper Lunch, so that's at 12 noon tomorrow. We'll be there from 11 to 12 with the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, Scott Steinbrick's going to join us to talk a little bit about the Kearney boys basketball team as part of all that's going on tomorrow. Luke Hoover will answer our fantasy football questions, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. Charles Davis has said he will join us this week. He's hoping tomorrow would be the day. He has been busy, busy, busy on planes and trains and automobiles and doing all kinds of ball games. They're overworking him at Fox and the NFL Network. He's at the Pac-12 game, and he has to be ready to do the Big Ten championship game the very next night.
Yeah, and did a nice job with both of them, though it was probably a little bit more entertaining with the Pac-12 game than that Big Ten thing was, but we've already kind of covered and dissected that.
And Randy Bushcutter along with me, Doug Duda, on today's program. Coming up today, besides talking to Holly Carnes, we're going to talk to some guy that used to be on this show and now he's a big deal. Matt Schick is going to join us from ESPNU. All these coaching changes, Randy, and I'll have to admit my jaw dropped a little bit too, because you know, Saturday night, as I'm in Indianapolis watching Wisconsin win the Big Ten championship and he's up there praising his kids about going to the Rose Bowl, you know, at that time, he knows he's got a chance to be the Arkansas head coach.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely shocked that he went, because I think the Wisconsin job is a great job. He has elevated that program to a very, very high status. I truly am shocked that he wants to do that. That lure of being in the SEC apparently is such a big deal that I I don't know. He gets to make his own decisions on his career and that sort of thing. But to me, that is a shocking move. I think he's going to have more long-term success, more long-term happiness, in my opinion, staying at Wisconsin than going into the SEC and getting a small piece of a very big pie.
And that's going to be our poll question today. Three straight Big Ten championships now for Brett Bielema.
No one's done that. No one's done that since Bo Schembechler did that in the late 70s.
So how long will it take him to win an SEC title at Arkansas?
You're assuming he's going to win one. Well, LSU, Alabama, Florida, they're still in there, right? I mean, even when you're a good football team.
And boy, you've got Johnny Manziel for three more years.
Yeah, I mean, even when
you've
got...
How the hell does he not win national titles?
Well, that is such a tough conference, and there is that allure of doing that, but... it's what you've done for me lately. I mean, nobody stays at Arkansas a long time. You know, take a look at Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler, and you know, teams in the Big Ten will hold on to coaches for a very, very long period of time when they have the level of success that he was having. And so, to me, I truly am flabbergasted that he made the decision that he made. Now, it's not my life. It's not my decision. There's more to it than what I know. But I truly was shocked to find out that he was leaving, or even contemplating leaving, to be honest with you.
How long does it take for him to win an SEC title at Arkansas? First year? 2 to 3, 4 to 5, more than that or never? That is our poll question today at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I won't do never, because never say never, but I'd probably do the last one there. Yeah, it's going to take him umpteen years.
I'm going to say 3 to 4 to 5, between that 3 to 5 area. I guess I'd have to vote the 4 to 5 years. I think they've got some talent down there. Well, I think they can win immediately.
They can win. They'll win, but again, to win the SEC, I mean, LSU is going to recruit pretty well. Alabama's on a pretty good run right now, wouldn't you agree? You know, Florida gets a recruit out of Florida. So, I mean, it's good. It's hard for anybody to win the SEC. Granted, somebody's going to do it every year, but it's awfully tough. Just awfully hard.
When Notre Dame wins the national championship, that'll be it for Alabama for a while. So vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, our poll question, which of these is more surprising? USC starting the season number one and finishing unranked, or Notre Dame starting the season unranked and finishing number one?
Notre Dame. USC, I thought, was overrated vastly when they were rated number one. I thought that at the time. I didn't think they were a top 10 team. Again, they surprised me how inept they became, but I didn't see this at all from Notre Dame. I didn't think they'd have the offense.
54% went with USC, and 46% were more surprised by Notre Dame. So there you go. Log on, vote on our poll questions at ESPNSuperstation.com. Every Wednesday, it is our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Loper basketball teams are at home tonight. Seems like they've been off for a month, but they have Lincoln University tonight. 5:30 start time, folks, so a half hour earlier than usual. 5:30 for the women, 7:30 for the men. We'll talk about some of the other activities in a little bit, but right now joining us in studio is Loper softball coach Holly Carnes, who has all her Christmas shopping done.
Not at all. Beep wrong.
You needed to know our shirt sizes first before you got
exactly
ours. Okay,
right.
All right.
Well, you don't have
right
to get a lot, right? Because obviously the parents don't get anything, and the husband takes care of himself, so it's basically just kids.
Oh, no. Everybody gets something in that house.
They've been good?
Oh, yeah. The elf on the shelf scaring the kids a little bit, so that's good.
That is creepy.
Carlos, the elf. Yeah. You should see my daughter when she gets up. She's looking over her shoulder and stuff. It's funny.
Freaking these poor kids out.
I'm sure they'll be discussing that in therapy later on. It'll be all right.
Yes. You got to do what you got to do.
Holly, every year at this time, we have to raise a little money, but why not do it by you guys are kind of one of the first ones, I think, that were able to come up. Got a little pancake feed. You've done it every year. So for the folks that need to be reminded, A, and maybe for the folks that are just moved into the area or have forgotten about it, let them know what's going on.
Right. On Sunday, December 9th, we're having our annual pancake feed. We've been doing this for 12 years now, you guys. I feel ancient. But it's at the American Legion, and that is 1223 Central Avenue. I've got that memorized, too, from 8 until 1 o'clock. So we just have everybody come down. The girls serve everyone. It's kind of a neat atmosphere. You don't have to stand in a line. You just sit, and the girls serve you, and it's amazing. And then we've also got a silent auction that will raise some money. So, again, all of the proceeds go to travel, budget, and scholarship, wherever we see fit.
Being served at the table, that's just like at home, ain't it, Randy?
Not awesome. Maybe your home, not my home. I don't know who's doing it at your home, but I know who's not doing it at mine, which is, it includes me as well. Boy, you're really good at getting me in trouble. How important is this fundraiser for you guys and doing the things that you want to do?
You know, again, we keep beating a dead horse, but going into the MIAA, it's huge for us to have extra money. Whether it be for travel or equipment. You know, I just bought a big hitting screen out of that budget, you know, just anything that we need that our regular budget does not cover. So,
well, you really buzzed me good about why you haven't been a co-host on the show. And we got Damon Day on every week. We know that he's been going through fall ball. Same story for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
How's it been going?
Very well. We brought 8 new kids in. So, you know, the big thing for us is just team chemistry at this point. We graduated 5 seniors last year and brought in 8 new kids. So just, you know, getting them together, getting them along. Plus, we've been now doing individuals here for the last month and a half. Right now, they have this last week off due to dead week. But, yeah, we've been going pretty hard.
You know, this state's pretty famous for volleyball players and getting volleyball players. You don't have to leave the state, really, to recruit pretty good players. How is it for you guys? How's the status of softball in Nebraska? There's both the competitive in the summer and also in the fall with high school sports.
Right. We don't go too far. You know, we've got a kid from Iowa now. We've had Kansas kids and Colorado kids. And again, you know, with lack of budget, it's hard to go too far. We do have a gal from California this year who will be a very good player for us. But that's due to the fact that she has family around here, too. So hopefully we'll open more doors and, you know, branch out a little bit more as our budgets get, you know, a little bigger.
Holly Carnes joins us here for our Loper Link UNK softball coach. We ask all the coaches, and we continue to do that as we move in, but you're going to be getting ready for your first season in the MIAA. What's the level of competition in the MIAA? Everybody wants to know how it compares to the RMAC. How many of those teams are perennially rated? Where you see yourselves fitting in? Just give us an overview.
Well, in the RMAC, we are a Tier 3 sport. So going to the MIAA, they are a Tier 1 sport. Most of those teams are fully funded with 7.2 scholarships. So, again, it's going to be a big climb. Do I think we can compete? Yes. It's a bigger pitching conference, okay? So that's where we're going to have to find, you know, we're going to have to find pitching, basically. Who do I see ranked? Central Oklahoma is always great. Emporia State's going to be good. Missouri Western. I can probably see probably 4 teams in the top 25 or top 10 that will come out of the MIAA.
Will your schedule change when you play, that sort of thing, since it's a little bit closer than going to Adams State and going to Alamosa and all that?
Right. In the MIAA, we play Friday, Saturdays. We can switch that around. It was interesting going and doing our scheduling because we only have 28 games, where in the RMAC, we had 40, and they were all set. You know, so we get to decide what times we play. That poor guy that's doing the umpires is probably pretty interesting for him because, you know, us and Emporia could be playing at 3 and 5 on a Friday and someone else could be playing at noon and 2. So it's just interesting. Then having to go out and find 28 more games to play. So we're all over. We're going to Arkansas the first week in February 14th, and then we're going to go up to a dome tournament in Rochester, Minnesota the following week. So, you know, and a lot of those teams were already in tournaments. So we had to go out and find tournaments to play in.
It's a little different. We've been talking with we talked with Coach Bauer last week about how Kearney can be a central location to bring Northern Sun, MIAA, RMAC together. Pretty tough when it comes to baseball and softball because you just can't plan on that weather.
Right. We tried to do that 3 years ago, bring some teams down from the Northern Sun, and it just didn't pan out for us in February. Well, especially with the RMAC, they start their play so early, and now we can find more, you know, in the MIAA. So we have a give and take there.
Randy Bushcutter, Doug Duda, along with UNK softball coach Holly Carnes. I just keep thinking I could maybe go have some pancakes today.
That sounds pretty good. Hey, what are some of the silent auction items that you have? What's going to draw me in?
Nelson's Furniture gives a recliner.
Oh,
Russell's gives a flat-screen TV. I wish Molly's Motorworks would give a car or something.
You think you'd know a guy.
I think maybe they would do something like that.
You'd know a guy.
But no, I can't say that. Although my mom really does do a lot of, like, Christmas wreaths and swags. She spends all of her time down in her basement working so hard
does a great job with that
stuff too. She does a lot. That brings in a lot of people, but just a lot of things from like Fancy That, just a lot of downtown on the bricks, a lot of the drugstores down there and stuff like that too. And you know, we get a lot of stuff from the bookstores on campus and all that. So
yeah, and just to, again, if you've never been there, folks, you mentioned the TV and the recliner, which might be a little higher end for a silent. There's a lot of 10, 20, 40. I mean, and obviously it's a donation, so you can kind of give whatever you want. If you want to get an item, that's fine as well. I always like to mention, Holly, you know, it's this Sunday. Well, maybe some people are out of town or they've got something else going on that they just can't make it, but they still want to give to the softball program. How can they do that?
Just contact the athletic department or myself. And I can be reached by email or whatever they want to do. So,
how does it? I got to ask you this question because we know that every sport now has to kind of do more for itself, and we know that football and basketball is a big boy sports, mm-hmm. and then you've got softball and wrestling and some of the sports that are still trying to claw along out there. Is it helping? Is it hurting that the other sports have to do it, and now they know all the sports? Or does that help that they recognize, or does it hurt because the dollars are stretched even more thin?
Well, I think in some cases it could hurt just because we have such a small community, you know, and we're asking the same people, you know, a lot of the time. But, you know, I know that everyone's aware of what's going on here too. You know, and for softball in general, we don't have a big cash cow or someone that we could ask it, you know, that's been brought up. We'll only ask a couple people. Well, we have to ask everybody because every little bit counts for us. And, you know, we're very grateful for what anybody will do for us. So, you know, that's the way that we, you know, that's the way that it happens for us. So it's, you know, the people that give $5, $10, $20, $30, you know, $100 donation or whatever. So that's where we get a lot of our money.
And the wide variance that you have there with those silent auction items obviously is a good way to have somebody help out that normally couldn't really help out that much.
Exactly. You know, and like I said, we're very grateful for whatever anybody will do for us. So
again, Holly Carnes with us here on our Loper Link. The UNK Softball Pancake Feed is this Sunday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you're in town, there's really no reason you can miss it. Before church, after church, the kids got games going on, whatever it is, before the NFL, get in there at noon, eat and watch NFL, because it's over at the American Legion Club, which is just south of the bricks on 1223 Central Avenue. Holly, as far as the softball, as far as the pancake feet goes, anything else that people need to know? I mean, we got pancakes, we got eggs, we got sausage, we got juice, it's all there.
Yeah, coffee.
It's a family event.
Exactly, yeah, and that's all. I mean, come and meet our girls. I have a great bunch of kids that play for me. They're outstanding human beings, and you know, we teach them to be good people first, and I just appreciate you guys letting us be on the radio here.
Hey, no problem. Remind before we let you go, some local talent that the fans can come out and watch this spring. How much local talent do we got going on? By local, that can be a pretty broad circle.
Okay. I guess I want to touch base on some of our older kids. I have one senior on the team this year, Becky Dunn, and the poor girl's been through a lot. She's had a lot of injuries, a lot of shoulder stuff going on, but I see her contributing big time. And then a batch of juniors, a lot from the Blair area, Sarah Rome, Whitney Frederick. We did just recruit a kid from Lexington, so we will have another girl on the team that is very close. So, I mean, there's a ton. Katie Ruiz, one to watch. She's a freshman from Blair, too, a 6-foot catcher for us this year. So.
Ooh, gotta have those.
All right.
Well, gotta have. Last I checked, gotta have 9 of them out there.
Well, you gotta have 9 of them, and it's nice to have it's nice to have a big, solid catcher. It really is.
Right.
I mean, you gotta have that arm behind mm-hmm. the plate.
Yep. So there'll be a lot of young kids out there. I see a lot of our freshmen impacting the program.
Well, we'll let folks know again over the next couple of days. Get out there and enjoy some good food Sunday morning, and support the UNK softball program. And as the season gets closer, we'll talk to you again, Holly.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
See ya.
Holly Carnes, softball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Again, the softball pancake feed this Sunday at the American Legion from 8 until 1. Basketball going on tonight. Wrestling. Kearney is hosting their Loper Open this weekend as well. A little bit smaller scale as we talked as opposed to what they were doing last month, Randy.
Well, yeah, a lot smaller. But again, it's a nice venue, too. Not that going to the the county fairgrounds wasn't a nice deal because they had so many mats out there. A little bit more cozy, a little bit more traditional venue there because it'll be at the Health and Sports Center.
And as if that wasn't enough, the track and field team hosting their UNK pre-holiday in Open. How about that one? How about tying in Holiday Inn and pre-holiday? Oh boy,
that's marketing. It's all about marketing, marketing, marketing. There you go.
A few events Friday starting at 4, and then the majority of events Saturday at 11:30. The swim team heads to the College of St. Mary Saturday at 2 o'clock, and then the basketball team after tonight's games head to Northwest Missouri State for a doubleheader on Saturday.
And again, they're not home a lot. The basketball teams are not home a lot before the beginning of the first of the year, and they get into the MIAA ad nauseum from that point on, but they don't have that many home games, so this is one of the rare opportunities tonight. And I'm still wrapping my mind around the idea that I have to be there by 5:30 to watch the women tip off. That's early, but it is a school night, kids, so you can go and we'll still get some sleep.
Have to get up from your nap early. In volleyball, UNK had a great season.
Oh, awesome.
It comes to an end. If it plays out like we think it's going to play out, UNK will probably end the year ranked second in the country, and they deserve to be in that spot. 35-3, falling to five-time defending national champion and top-ranked Concordia St. Paul, took him to four sets. Three players named All-Americans, including Liz McGowan. She is the seventh Loper to be named a first-team All-American in volleyball. Jenna Rose, second-team. Ariel Krolikowski is honorable mention. And in wrestling, the Lopers kind of split it up. They went to the Fort Hays State Open in Kansas and sent a few out to the Cliff Keene in Las Vegas. Mark Fiala doing a good job out there among some of the other wrestlers. So that's what's going on with the Lopers.
Yeah, and again, tied 23-23 after winning the first game against Concordia. It's such a game of momentum. If they win that one, if they win 25-23 instead of losing it 25-23, you know, that might be a whole different deal. That would have been a whole different deal. But tip your hat to Concordia. They came back in a couple of those other sets because UNK got the had a nice lead on them in games 3 and 4 as well.
Well, that is our Loper Link, as we have every Wednesday. Call Russ Smith at Chatterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans, from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans at Chatterwest National Bank. We're going to talk college football with Matt Schick of ESPNU right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. There are so many reasons to have 1-800-Flowers.com deliver a smile to somebody in your life. You know, flowers just aren't for December birthdays or anniversaries, but also about spreading holiday cheer and just making people feel good. How about tulips in winter? That's warm and elegant. Makes the perfect gift. That's why 1-800-Flowers.com is offering their special 30-tulip bouquet, a full, vibrant bouquet of 30 multicolored tulips. These things are beautiful, a centerpiece on the kitchen table or the dining room table. Here's the reason you need to order today. You go to 1-800-Flowers.com, and it'll offer my listeners this 30-tulip bouquet for $30, $10 off the regular price, but only for a very limited time. To get this $30 for $30 offer on beautiful tulips or other bouquets, go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. There's so many reasons to have 1-800-Flowers.com deliver.
For more exciting high school basketball action, be sure to keep it on our network of stations this season and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Up next this week on Classic Hits 98.9, it's Thursday night basketball in the Lou Platte Conference as St. Paul travels to Wood River. The doubleheader begins at 6. Friday here on ESPN, Kearney will be taking on Lincoln East. And on 1230 KHAS, Donovan Trumbull takes on Hastings St. Cecilia. More exciting high school basketball this week and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
A blend of clouds and sunshine today as we head to a high of 62 with winds out of the south increasing 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing cloud cover, low of 36, winds out of the southwest 5 to 15.
Right now, 48.
Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me. That's a
whatever, Wisconsin. You know, they did not, I don't think that they played that Saturday at the Big Ten Championship.
Well, they shouldn't. That's a home game kind of deal. You shouldn't
disagree.
Do that.
I disagree.
You shouldn't do that.
I disagree. Rose Bowl last year. They did it at the Rose Bowl.
It's a neutral site. They shouldn't have done it at the Rose Bowl either. It's a neutral site. Now, if both schools had something like that, then, yeah, we'll get it between the first and second quarter. You get it between third and fourth. If you had something like that, then absolutely. But unless there's an equality that you can pull off there, you shouldn't have it at a neutral site game.
Maybe each team gets one thing. Like Nebraska could have got their tunnel walk, and Wisconsin could have got jump around.
There you go. That works.
That's tough because because last year at the Rose Bowl, Oregon does the same thing with shout between the third and the fourth. So they had the break, and they played like a minute and a half of jump around, and then they did the shout
perfect
thing for the Oregon
perfect
fans.
Absolutely.
And
perfect.
I can see how that works out.
Yeah, absolutely. Coin flip and who goes first.
And I know that the Wisconsin fans were jumping around. It's just that I don't think there was any music to go along
they
with
didn't
it
need to, no.
And I don't know if I've said this, but whatever they're trying to do in Lincoln between the third and the fourth quarters, just stop it. Mike Ditka said stop it. Just quit it. Stop it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what they're doing.
That's exactly right. I don't know what they're doing.
And that's okay. You don't have to be what everybody else is doing. That's okay.
You can be different, like New Orleans.
Oh, good God.
Trent from the Dent Popper inbox. New Orleans changing their name to the Pelicans? They've already hired a mascot. They've hired David Stern. Dumb and has a big mouth, just
ooh,
like a pelican.
Very whoa nice. Very nice. You can have Gary Bettman from the NHL if you like there as well. By the way, if you're going to change your name, go back to the Jazz because that makes sense. It's an okay name. And Utah, please. Last place I'm thinking of a Jazz would be Utah.
Yeah, you got to get all together and get your marketing departments together, too. It's like a five-team trade. Okay, let's get the names right again here. But I didn't think, what was wrong with the Hornets? Pelicans, that is just dumb.
Well, again, it's a Pelican State down in Louisiana,
that's
as
good
Jeff
okay
pointed out to us. So that's the logic behind it. But I'm with you. It's not a macho mascot at all. It says the fan of the Miami Dolphins. So,
do you want to be the Nebraska Metal? What's the Metal Arc?
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah. And I don't think we should be the Cottonwood Trees either. You know, so.
Well, you want to be something tough.
Yes,
like buffaloes.
Yes. Yes. Antelopes are kind of a cool mascot.
Yeah, lopers have that.
Yeah.
Broncos,
yeah,
I can go with that.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff. It should be somewhat indigenous to your area.
Eagles.
Which, again, is why Jazz doesn't fit in Utah. You know, heat. That's a good idea, Miami. Let's talk about the one aspect of the weather that we don't really like here. You know, hurricanes are kind of the same way. Like, here comes the devastating flood. I mean, what kind of mascots are these anyway?
That's what they could have been, the New Orleans.
Devastating flood. They could have been the Fighting Katrinas. Katrinas and the waves. There you go.
It's escaped me. What? Levees.
Oh, there you
the
go.
New Orleans levees.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if they're bad. They can't hold on to anything anyway. So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, this program, this sports talk show, which has really evolved over the last number of years, started with our next guest, and he has evolved himself so far from co-host of the Doug and Matt Show onto television personality, where he printed up a bunch of Got Carl shirts in Omaha, then, of course, hosted the Schick and Nick Show, and now is, well, I know when you go to ESPN, they work you like 20 hours a day, 8 days a week, because the Schickster has been on everywhere. And Matt Schick joins us here, Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter on the Doug and Daddy Show. Schickster, what's up, buddy?
Well, I finally know what it's like to be a college head coach with all the hours I'm working. And and you talk about the show, was it evolving or devolving since I left?
We've often wondered that.
We've expanded. We now go an hour and 10 minutes. Matthew, what in the world yesterday? I know some of these places are looking for coaches, but obviously I think even if we weren't in Big Ten country now, my jaw still would have dropped about Brett Bielema going to Arkansas. Great job by Arkansas. They kept it under the radar. They found a way to talk to Bielema while he's getting ready for the Big Ten championship game and trying to get a team to the Rose Bowl. Is that even close to the other hires as far as shock value this last 36 hours?
No, I don't think so. But I think what you see with the SEC is just the expectations are so high and the pressure so great to have to find a proven commodity. And with Derek Dooley at Tennessee, obviously that didn't go well. He was in the WAC before, and his obviously didn't work out with Tennessee, and then with Auburn and Gene Chizik, he wasn't a proven winning head coach. In fact, he had only proven that he knew how to lose at Iowa State, and then at Auburn, he caught lightning in a bottle with Newton, and then we know what that happened. You know what happened then, and then with Arkansas, with what happened with Petrino, he won, but they dropped off so quickly off the face of the earth this year that they had to find someone. They didn't want to take a gamble because Petrino was a gamble, and they knew what they were getting, and they knew the mixed bag that could be good on the field, but who knows off the field, and they paid the price. So they need a guy with seemingly some high character and a proven winner and a guy who knows how to get it done and a good track record, and they got it. But I was shocked. I was shocked. A guy who's born and raised in the Midwest, a Big Ten player, Big Ten coach, all that, and to see what happened there, it was really surprising.
Matt, and looking at the SEC, and you hear about all these coaching rumors and things like that, Les Miles comes to my mind. How much is it that maybe an agent or a coach basically throws their own name out there, some undisclosed kind of idea, so they can get their own better deal from their current university? How much of that goes on, do you think?
I think a lot of it goes on. I think you could even think back to Houston Nutt when his courtship with Nebraska. Was he really interested in Nebraska? I mean, it got to a point where there was a plane ready for him to take off, and he didn't get on it. He used that for a raise. It's just the way the game is played. If you don't want the job, make it look like you do, so at least you'll get a raise. And Mike Gundy got a raise a few years ago when the last time he was courted by Tennessee. Bo Pelini with Miami. I mean, all of these things. The Les Miles, there's no way he would have left LSU for Arkansas. And then the LSU AD says, yeah, we gave him a raise and this extension and it has nothing to do with the courtship with Arkansas. Yeah, sure it doesn't. I mean, all of these things are, and that's what made the Bielema thing so surprising. You think, okay, maybe there'll be a courtship there, but it was obviously more than that. But agents will use this time. And that's why I think you know, who knows why you hear a guy like Pelini's name out there all the time, whether he's interested in other jobs or whether his agent's looking out for his best interests, and probably a little bit of both. But, it's just the way the game is played. And, yeah, if you don't want the job, make it look like you do and get something out of it, and the agent gets something out of it too.
Talking with Matt Schick from ESPNU here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You get to work with some great analysts out there, former coaches like the Hawk and Mike Bellotti, who had so much success at Oregon. So much is going on in college football from coaches. I mean, you look at Malzahn. He goes 1 year at Arkansas State. You could see Paul Chryst leaving Pittsburgh after just a couple of seasons. And now you have all these changes in conference, super conferences starting to develop. Everyone expects the Big Ten to go to 16 teams. How are these analysts when you guys are talking either on or off the air? Is this good for college football, or are we in a bad spot right now?
I don't think I'm not sure if it's good or bad. It's just the natural evolution of things with the increased money. You see the conference realignment thing, all about TV, coaches leaving and moving, all about money and prestige. It's you're seeing power plays and money plays, whether it's conference or coaches. And the most ironic thing about it is the reason that these teams and conferences make so much money, the players who play, they have to sit out a year if they want to leave. They have to sit out a year if they want to transfer to another school. It just all seems so bizarre. It's all big business. It's been that way for a number of years now, and whether it's good or bad for the game, I mean, it's not really a game anymore. It's good for business, and that's what this is now, business.
Matt, you talk about it evolving. Is there the thought that maybe it's a bit of a house of cards that might come tumbling down on itself? I mean, the more business it comes, the less romance we kind of have of college athletics anymore. Is there the thought that we might be getting to a point where there's the point of diminishing returns with how commercialized this is all becoming?
Well, perhaps, but I don't know what. If it is a house of cards and perhaps crumbling, I don't know what that eventually looks like, because there's always going to be a demand for this entertainment and demand for college football? Will the money get too great that eventually tapers down? Could we eventually see a coaching salary cap to level the playing field? I don't know what the next step is, but I do know it's turning into the NFL. Hey, people didn't think the NFL would have any scares, and now with all this health issue stuff, maybe that's what, not the beginning of the end, but that's what puts a dent into the NFL. You know, you never say never, but it probably is getting too big. Man, people thought the College World Series was getting too big, too. They move to a new stadium, it becomes more corporate. People don't stop watching. People don't stop going. And people don't stop buying the entertainment and watching it on TV and selling the rights. As long as people have cable in their homes and satellite dishes on their houses, I don't think anything's going to be tumbling down anytime soon.
Matt Schick, ESPNU, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter on this Wednesday. Let's get back to a couple of minutes here with some more coaching searches. Tell the folks who the newest coach is here in the Big Ten. Purdue hiring the head coach out of Kent State, who should have won the MAC title.
Yeah, Hazel from Kent State, who I believe years ago was the receivers coach at Ohio State under Tressel, and now he's now you have the two MAC championship game coaches now to BCS jobs. Dave Doran used to be an assistant at Wisconsin, then went to Northern Illinois, and now he's at NC State. And then you have Hazel, who was at Kent State, and now at Purdue. How good of a coach will he be? I mean, it seems like, you know, the verdict is he's going to be very good. But the question is, how good can you be at Purdue? It's not just about how good can you be, it's how good can you be compared to everyone else in your league. And it's certainly going to be an uphill battle for him at Purdue and in the Big Ten to try and tilt that landscape in some way, shape, or form. So it's funny, I saw Bruce Feldman tweet today that by the beginning of next year, you'll have more than 20% of all FBS coaches are former MAC coaches. So if you and some are former BCS coaches now in the MAC, if you're Frank Solich. So you know, if you want to make it in college football, it's the way of the MAC. The MAC is back. Return of the MAC.
Well, and you got Bound at Akron, a former BCS coach at Auburn. Yeah. And so don't. What are we going to do? Not that I care, but I thought we should throw this out. What are you going to do with your Colorado Buffaloes? Is Bruce Jones going there? I hear his name could be up top for Wisconsin. Did Embry? I think we all thought Embry probably shouldn't have been hired 2 years ago. But did he get a raw job here? What's going on with the Buffs?
He probably got a raw deal. It's like with any hire, you know what you're getting, and you're getting a guy who doesn't have any head coaching experience, so you kind of roll the dice and hope that the favored son turns out and can bring back the pride. It's like he did everything well off the field. GPAs were great. Culture was back. Former Buffs were excited. It was back to tradition and all this stuff, the family getting back together. But if you don't win, it's like Pelini, when he brought back the culture and everything, and hey, it's one big family. If you don't win, you're gone. It doesn't matter how warm and fuzzy it makes you feel when you walk in the building or see a nice waterfall in the lobby. If you're not winning, it's over. And so with Embry, you know, it's too bad the way it went down for him. I was shocked that they got rid of him, and it was more so because I didn't think Colorado cared enough about the program and about the football team to fire a coach after only 2 years. I mean, they gave Dan Hawkins an extension. He probably should have, and I thought most people believe he should have been fired the year before that he actually was, but they thought they'd save some money and hope things turned around. It didn't, so then you lose some time. So they probably learned a lesson from that, is if you know it's not working, don't wait, just be done with it. And so that's what they did with Embry. As far as Butch Jones goes, I think Jones is probably in a situation where he's flattered by the offer, but he sees all these other dominoes falling and all these other openings that are there, and he might want to wait. You know, Colorado is kind of like the average-looking girl, and Butch Jones is the good-looking dude, and he's like, okay, I think there might be some others out here. I'm not sure.
It's not 1 o'clock yet.
Do I do this? Yeah, right. It's not that this bar is still open. I think they're still serving. So he's gonna wait it out and see what else might be out there. But I know, Doug, that kind of hits home for you, and I apologize.
Thanks, buddy.
Closer than you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm coaching at some NAI. I mean, some D2 school.
Right. Look at you, non-scholarship D3.
Thanks, baby.
So I don't know. I don't think Butch Jones will take the job. It's almost like Colorado's almost a lateral move from Cincinnati. That's how bad that job is right now. He probably has more support at Cincinnati than he would at Colorado in terms of admissions and administration, all that. But Colorado, it's just I tweeted last week, until the administration and the athletic department all get on the same page about what they want and what they're willing to do, no one's ever going to win there again, big, consistently. And that's where they're at. Pretty impressive what Barnett was able to do amidst all that.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the Heisman, Manziel, Teo, Klein. Who you got and why?
I would give it to Manziel just because of the history of the award and the stats, the ungodly stats that he was able to put up. And he certainly, he could go down as one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best dual threat quarterback in the history of college football when it's all over. The fact that he put up better numbers than Cam Newton and better numbers than Tim Tebow in their respective Heisman Trophy winning years, I mean, he leads the conference in rushing, passes for more than 3,000, rushes for more than 1,000. I would give it to him. With Teo, he's probably one of the best, if not the best, middle linebacker in the country. I don't think he's the best player on his team. Are they undefeated without him? Probably not. But you could probably slide another player or two in there and answer that the same way for Notre Dame. I think some of our analysts have said that, and I tend to agree that he's probably the best story of college football, and you probably have three of the best stories in college football. Maybe not three of the best players we've ever seen in the history of the game, but three great stories, and Colin Klein's certainly another one of those. I mean, look, his stats weren't really that close to Manziel, but if they beat Baylor that game and they're in the national championship against Notre Dame, Colin Klein's winning the Heisman Trophy, which makes it a little more impressive that Manziel will likely win the Heisman Trophy. They lost two games. They're not winning their division. They're not winning their conference. And yet he still is going to do it. That's what Robert Griffin III did last year. He didn't win a title either and was able to put up the numbers. So it's a stats game, it's a stats trophy, and that's why Manziel will take it, and he probably should.
Matt Schick's been with ESPNU since the 1st of August. That's a pretty good time to start, right, when college football got going. Give us some insight. How's it going so far?
No, it's going great. Yeah, they said, here, we're going to bring you in a very, very slow time, right as college football is kicking off. It's like I said, they said, my first show I ever did was the ACC champions or the ACC preview show for football with a couple of analysts, and so you're cramming, you're trying to learn, and I'm pitching ideas like, hey, can we compare each ACC team to Nebraska? And none of that really stuck. None of it really was an idea that seemed to be in favor of. And how would Taylor Martinez do in the ACC? No one really cared. So, but yeah, it's kind of like hit the ground running. You can't fake it. You got to know it. And It's a lot of learning. It's kind of preparing for a daily test, but the more you do it, the less studying you have to do, which is good. But it's been good. It's been great. Very blessed to be out here. Family's doing great. Got two young kids, two and under, and we got a busy home, a busy life. No family out here in Charlotte, but life's full of trade-offs, and we couldn't be happier with what we've been endowed with and blessed with, and it's good to be able to be on with you, Duda, and Randy, and keep in touch with the folks in Central Nebraska. It's great about Twitter, too. I got people reaching out and saying hello. It's cool to still be able to be in their living rooms or their homes or their trailers, wherever, whatever it is.
We do reach to Colorado.
well played.
Now, one of the benefits, obviously, of being out on the East Coast is that you were able to find a pink bunny outfit in your size.
Yeah, and that's really one of the incentives of being out here is being able to dress up. It's, you feel like, okay, working for ESPN, it's big time. You got to be
you know, dressed to the nines, and they say, okay, it's our Halloween show. What are you going to dress up as? I'm like, I don't know. Do I really need to do that? And then Tom Loganville said, you know who you look like is Ralphie from A Christmas Story. And unfortunately, I had gotten that a lot in Omaha and on radio. People would send me pictures on our Facebook page for the Chickenick shows with me as Ralphie and all this. So I said, yeah, I suppose I do. And I went and got the outfit, spent like $75 on this outfit. And no, it was not paid for by the company.
Ouch!
Although it does allow for me to, you know, have some fun around Easter with the kids here, which will be
should be tax deductible business expense.
National TV dressed as a pink bunny talking college football. It's it doesn't get much better than that. You know, you've made it when you're dressed as a pink bunny on TV.
Well, we'll let you out of here with this one. Randy asked you about the Heisman. Alabama, Notre Dame, we're a month out. Your thoughts, and we'll let you out of here.
Yeah, I mean, better teams, Alabama. They played it 10 times. Bama would probably win it 7. But I think Notre Dame's got a great shot. I really do. I think anytime you have a great defense, I think it's neck and neck with Bama in terms of defense. Probably Bama has a little more speed, which would make it very difficult for Notre Dame. If Notre Dame can't run the ball, they're going to be in huge trouble. But I think it's this game's decided by no more than 9 or 10 points, and I think Notre Dame will have a shot with, you know, in the fourth quarter to win this thing. So picking it, I'll probably eventually go out on a limb and pick Notre Dame because of the way they've done it this year. But I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I think it'll be better than last year. It's not saying much, though. I think there'll be more than 9 points scored in the game or 21 points. You know, I think Notre Dame will score, unlike LSU last year. I think they'll cross midfield in the first quarter, which would be good.
Well, Matthew, we appreciate catching up with you again. Keep up the great work, and have a great Christmas.
Appreciate it. You two guys, and if you ever run into Seth Denny, tell him to stop calling me.
Will do. Hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks, Matt Chick, president of ESPNU, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Denny's catching it from all sides now. Spencer Schubert, I'm going to have to hammer him tomorrow on the show. He rolled him last night.
Well, you know, no one deserves it more than Seth. No, I'm kidding. Seth's a great guy.
But. Can't even go. It's like Bo going to a game. Seth's at a game. He's on camera.
I keep hoping sometime that I can just MC some event and just, you know, recognize Seth as a former host of the event and ask him to stand, and then after he stands, say, no, seriously, please stand, because he is rather short guy. I think that's funny.
Yeah, that's fine.
Visual jokes on the radio. Yeah, that's a good idea.
As I say to all the people that sit by that window, you're by the window, I'm not. So the bombs can come your way. Our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King, home of the Whopper. And you can try that out with some great sweet potato fries. Two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. That is on the north side of town next to Walmart. South side of Kearney, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Need a hand finding a gift for a do-it-yourselfer? This December, get your savings fix at Napa with some great deals on tools for the holidays. Pick up a gear wrench 7-piece ratcheting set in standard or metric on sale now at Napa for just $29.99. Or you can pick up a Crescent 5-piece locking plier set on sale now for just $26.99. Don't leave anybody on your list empty-handed this year. Hurry over to Napa, the handy place to get gifts for a handyman. See NapaOnline.com for details.
They say it's better to give than to receive. Well, at Navy Federal, we found a way to do both. With our Navy Federal Cash Rewards credit card, you can buy something nice for someone else and get cash back to spend smartly however you choose. And with low rates, no caps on the amount of rewards received, and no expiration on rewards, you get the most out of every dollar you spend. So now, you can give a little and receive a lot with rewards that really add up. To find out more, visit Navy Federal.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A blend of clouds and sunshine today as we head to a high of 62 with winds out of the south increasing 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing cloud cover, low of 36, winds out of the southwest 5 to 15.
Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hastings College basketball is also in action tonight as they will be on the road taking on Nebraska Wesleyan. They have one of the longest rivalries, one of the longest histories in basketball. They've been playing. This is the 195th meeting.
Wow.
For the men, back since 1910.
Wow, that's impressive.
Women will play at 6, the men at 8 on 1230 KHAS.
I mean, the basketball had laces on it in 1910.
You had to pull them out of the peach basket, yeah. Didn't you? Michaela Shaw signed her letter of intent with UNO. The Sandy Creek standout is going to go Division One.
And she's a solid player.
Oh,
that's a
great player, man.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you need her to do. Great. I was really impressed. Sandy Creek... And Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic very solid the other night, but you know, Shaw always equates herself so well. And I just love the coaching job Russ Neinmeier is doing with those girls, even though it didn't look like it. I saw some neat things out there.
Nebraska women will be in action tonight at Creighton. That game is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM at 7:05. In Nebraska, we had Andy Markowski on yesterday talking Husker basketball and talking about Ty Webster a little bit. He signs. This kid was a member of the New Zealand national team at 17 years of age and played. He averaged 13.5 points in their Olympic qualifier. He's coming to Lincoln.
I'm just excited about how Nebraska basketball is going. And I was a Doc guy. I like Doc, still like Doc. I hope good things. I hope he gets a coach somewhere. I hope he goes to a Final Four. I love Doc Sadler and what he brings to the table. But can you really criticize the move, how good Nebraska's playing basketball right now? I mean, they are very entertaining. They're offensively got a nice in-out game. They're hitting some outside shots. They work the ball very well to Ubel and Almeida in the inside. And they're a lot of fun to watch right now. And I don't think they're going to win the Big Ten, or I don't even think they'll make the NCAA tournament, but they're going to equate themselves very well. The program's heading the right direction under Les Miles. Under Tim Miles. Sorry.
Ouch.
Still in the football mode.
We will see. Because I'll tell you, they're 6-1 right now. And I would not take getting over 12 wins this season.
I think they will.
And we'll see. I mean,
I think they will.
We'll see. There's probably 4 more winnable games between now and conference play.
I think they're going to jump up and surprise a couple of places here and there.
I hope
you
so.
You know, and but I think the program itself is heading in the right direction with the new facilities, new practice facilities, new game facilities. Obviously, I think Miles can recruit a little bit, and that's absolutely very key. And you know, we've had coaches before that could recruit but couldn't coach, and we had coaches that could coach but couldn't recruit. And if you bring that back both together, I think Nebraska could be, you know, again, I don't think Kansas has to worry about their overall win record or anything like that, but I think Nebraska can be competitive, can be a team that regularly makes it to the NCAA tournament. And once you get to that point, who knows? Catch lightning in a bottle. I mean, Seton Hall played for the national championship. Butler did it twice. You know, so you can always just kind of catch that lightning in a bottle once you get to a certain level where it's within striking distance. Right now, it's not within striking distance.
Well, obviously, they're more than competitive. They're always on the top of their game at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where they are ready for their year-end push, getting new and pre-owned vehicles, either 2012s, 2013s, or over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock. Get them in your driveway, get them on your lot, get them on your farm as you get ready for 2013. How about a Chevy Silverado, over $7,300 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price on their new 2013s. And if you like the Dodge, check out the Dodge Rams. They've got trucks for you at the Midway Auto Group. Check them out, thinkmidway.com. They've got deals going on every day. Facebook, like them there, and they're going to save you some money. The Midway Auto Group, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, thinkmidway.com. We're back with more after this.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
As the NFL comes to an end, all roads lead to the Big Easy and the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, home of Super Bowl 47. Let's take a look back on some of the past matchups. In 1990, the 49ers and Joe Montana rolled over John Elway's Denver Broncos. On February 3rd, 2013, all eyes will be on the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And the final question will be, who will prevail? Road to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Experience one today at your authorized Mercedes-Benz.
Thursday night, one of the NFL's best rivalries takes center stage as the Denver Broncos visit the Black Hole to face the Oakland Raiders. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Trent Green and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth. Peyton Manning's Broncos are riding high. Can the Raiders knock them off their high horse? Or will Denver notch another victory on its march to the postseason? Tune in to find out. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A blend of clouds and sunshine today as we head to a high of 62 with winds out of the south increasing 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing cloud cover, low of 36, winds out of the southwest 5 to 15.
Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Randy Bushcutter, Doug Duda with you here. We were having a chat off air that I would have liked to have gotten to yesterday a little bit, but Russello and Van Pelt coming up next here on the ESPN network of stations. They had an interesting, which I thought they totally missed the boat on their pick, but it was an interesting conversation on what college football game had the biggest impact on the year. And I know I probably don't have number one, but I know I like it better than they were picking the weekend that Oregon lost to Stanford and Baylor beat Kansas State. No. And we kind of were on the same
track. We're on the same page.
I say, and I put that out there, folks, and you can think about this. Maybe we can get into it a little bit more tomorrow. It gives you something to put up on our Facebook page at Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, or you can email us. What game do you think, as the listeners out there, and if you're listening on the podcast, you know, that gives you time, shoot us an email. What game do you think impacted college football? And, Randy, the one that I said changed college football this year was Notre Dame, Oklahoma. Notre Dame going to Oklahoma and winning that football game legitimized Notre Dame actually having a chance to play for and win a national championship, because they were a double-digit underdog going to Norman, and everybody said, these guys you've beat aren't that good, and Stanford, heck yeah, they probably scored, and you shouldn't have won that game, and blah, 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 blah. I thought that was big, and you actually picked Notre Dame-Stanford.
I did pick Notre Dame-Stanford for the added element, because what you say is absolutely true, especially about the Oklahoma game, especially since it was on the road, and you know what didn't end in a controversial fashion. It ended up as a butt-kicking is what it ended up as. But I thought Stanford, because for one thing, Stanford would be playing for a national championship right now. You know, they ran the rest of the table. They would be playing for the national title. They'd be in. Notre Dame would have been out. And I think that might even change the Oklahoma-Notre Dame game there, too. But right now, and this kind of goes back to what Matt said earlier. He didn't say the phrase, but I kind of heard it within what he was saying. Notre Dame might be just that team of destiny this year. Just that team that somehow always finds a way.
That's what I said that week. We were making our picks, and they're a 12-point dog. I said, I think this might just be that thing that it's just fate. It's just you can believe in that or not believe in that, but I just think this is Notre Dame's year, and you can't say that anything has went against them to cost them, because they could have been beaten three or four times this year, and no,
they should
not.
Have lost to Pitt. They should have lost to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh misses the game-winning field goal.
Yeah,
could have lost to Stanford. Could have lost to USC. They had some other close games against non-over-the-top teams, and Oklahoma actually was probably their best game.
And it ended up being somewhat lopsided. That really showed what Notre Dame could be this year. I don't think there's any question about it.
Folks love to hear from you. One of the reasons I put that over what happened at the end of the year is because that always happens at the end of the year. Fill in the blank. The team you think's going to the national title game gets upset. Iowa State takes care of Oklahoma State. There's so many of them out there. There's usually that one weekend where more than one gets beat, like Oregon and Kansas State did on the same day. Late in the season, it happens every single week, and the later in the year it gets, then that's that shock element, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah, it happens every year. I remember distinctly like the game happened yesterday back in 93 when Notre Dame team, they couldn't, you know, they beat Miami the week before. They're a team of destiny. They're going to play Nebraska for the national championship down the Orange Bowl, and then they got beat by Boston College. And then Florida State got in, and it was Florida State and Nebraska that played for the national title at the end of the 93 season.
So a lot of things happened that way, and you know, Notre Dame beat Purdue by 3 points.
Yeah, it's been happening this way. You're right.
They should have lost to Michigan. Michigan turned it over six times.
Yeah, last week or next to last week, you'll always get those upsets where somebody that was basically playing in that Final Four, if you will, one way or another, of getting in the national championship game, they end up losing and they end up getting pushed out of that. It's been going on for 20 years, and it's one reason why I think college football has the absolute best regular season of any sport, and I would hate to have an 18 playoff because I think it would diminish all that.
Yeah.
Boy, I opened up a can of worms as we're walking out the door.
Yeah, yeah. And we can talk about that 360 days a year, can't we?
You betcha.
On the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, a lot more tomorrow. We hope to be joined by Charles Davis from Fox, who called the Big Ten Championship game and has the NFL Network and is all over. He's seen probably more football than just about anybody this year, and hopefully get his take on the Heisman, the national championship, all the coaching changes. And again, that's still kind of a 50-50 deal tomorrow, but just putting that out there just in case. Scott Steinberg, Kearney High Boys basketball coach, will join us live from the UNK Health and Sports Center, where their winter sports lunch will be going on. All the UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic coaches and some athletes will be there. We'll also answer your fantasy football questions with Luke Cooper of RotoWire, either the end of your regular season, first week of the playoffs for most this week.
I'm out, so I'm kind of done. Yeah.
We want to thank Holly Carnes, UNK softball coach Matt Schick from ESPNU for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.